This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we get to Big Ben McDonald, our own Cordell Woodland, along with the rest of the Orioles beat guys at Brandon High's press conference, and Cordell tweeted this out. Grayson Rodriguez had a side session planned for today, but woke up with shoulder soreness a few days ago. The O's scrapped the session earlier this week. He got imaging done, but still awaiting results. This is a separate injury from the triceps and elbow. Hyde, quote, hoping for the best, Jason. Hoping for the best. Joining us now is Big Ben McDonald. And Ben, I remember when we had you on during spring training, when we heard Mike Elias talk about Grayson Rodriguez, he's going to take the next step this year. He's going to be the ace that we've all hoped for. And I remember your response, Ben, saying it's about availability now with Grayson Rodriguez. It's not the stuff. It's not can he do it. It's about is he going to hit the post? And now who knows when we're going to see Grayson?
Yeah, look, guys, I just saw that come across my feed, too. And that is just, I mean, what's the old saying? When it rains, it pours. And it's pouring right now on the Orioles. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, I hate it for Grayson, first of all, because I know how hard of a worker he is and what he wants to be and the potential that he has. And I can relate to some of that in some ways because early in my career I was nicked up too, you know, and had some injuries and it was hard to stay on the field before I, you know, finally had some good fortune and figured some things out, was able to stay on the field. I missed a start for 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Grayson. I mean, you're right. I mean, when he's taking the ball every fifth day, he's proven what he can be. And he's been really good. And he can be even better if he takes the ball every fifth day. He continues to learn. But you know how it is, guys. If you can't post, you can't go out there, you're not going to get that much better. And you're obviously not helpful for your team. And so this is very disappointing news. And that's the only thing that's holding Grayson Rodriguez up, in my opinion, from being a number one. But true number ones go out and they answer the bell every fifth day, like a Corbin Burns does, and like the other one, like Scooble does, and others, you know. And you got to be able to post. If you can't post, then you can't be a number one. But we keep our fingers crossed. Hope this is just something simple. Some, you know, could be a little bit of tendonitis, could be a little bit of anything trying to work his way back. But certainly this is a setback, there's no doubt.
Ben, how much more important does it make what we got from Dean Kramer last night? And I mean, I'm not really even being facetious here. I feel like right now he's the closest thing that they have to a stopper or a guy who might be able to go out there and be more good than bad, you know, 2 out of every 3 starts, because the rest of this rotation right now is giving me a lot of angst.
Yeah, I mean, it was so good to see, you go back and look, and I call Dean sneaky good. You know, you go back to 3 prior years before this year. I mean, dude, 70-something starts with a 3.85 ERA. That's way above average, right? That's better than most. And we were hoping that Dean was going to take a step forward too this year. I mean, he's got a lot of experience under his belt now. You know, he's been around the league a little bit, starting to figure things out. And so it was very encouraging for me to see him pick like he did last night. He's just not been up to snuff. And, you know, I think it's more about the splitter for him. That split finger fastball was so good last year. And for me, it just has not been as consistent. The shape of it, the downward action has not been as consistent this year as, say, it was last year. I felt like it was better, the part of the game that I watched last night, than what it has been this year. But, yeah, I mean, look, I agree. When you lose your number one and your number two, and that's what the Orioles have done to this point right now, everybody else in this rotation has to figure out a way to step up. They got to start doing better. You know, I went back and looked. You know, the Orioles pitchers, starters are averaging 5 innings per start. You know, it's got to get better than that. You've got to start giving a little more length. You know, you've got to get yourself into the 6th inning, because if we don't do that, same thing happened a couple years ago, the bullpen guys – are going to be out of juice by the time August and September rolls around, because we're going to use them up, you know. And so it's so important for whoever's in that rotation right now to start getting a little more length, and certainly capable of pitching better than what they have. Because I think our rotation right now is what? ERA of over 5, and I think it's like 29th out of 30 teams. I think only the Rockies' rotation has been better than the Orioles, or worse than the Orioles at this point, you know. So, yes, look, it's got to get better. And I've always said this, and I'm going to keep saying this, pitching is the most important thing in this game. If you can pitch and you can play defense, you got a chance to win every game. There's no doubt about that. And that's why you see Tampa Bay Rays over the years be a really solid team with not a whole lot of offense, but they can pitch and play defense year in and year out. You know, and others, you can go down the line. That helps to have a potent offense, obviously. But for me, pitch is the most important thing. I think Mike Elias felt like he addressed a lot of those issues in the offseason. It wasn't the big splash that we wanted. You know, because we were linked to Burns for a while. We were linked to Crochet for a while. We were linked to Snell for a while. Those things happened, obviously. So you have what you have at this point, you know. And I get the frustration with the fan base. I get the frustration with the starters. I get all that. But, you know, in my opinion, there's no sense in crying anymore. Like, we got to go, this is what we have right now. And you got to go out, and these guys are just going to have to get better. That's the only way around it. And you got to hang on until the trade deadline, or until at least some teams think they're out of the race and they're willing to make a deal and want to get rid of some guys. It's so early in the year, nobody's wanting to come off of anybody right now because they all think they have a chance to win. But as we click through the next couple of months, some teams are going to get out there and say, okay, we don't have a chance this year. And it's going to be up to Mike Elias in the front office then, in my opinion, to go make a big splash. And a splash that not for just 1 year. In my opinion, if you're going to give up some real dudes, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to give up a Kobe Mayo or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. You better get somebody that's got some club control. You got to get somebody that's going to give you, going to be in your rotation for a couple of years if you give up prospects like that. And that's what it's going to be. Now, the good news is, hopefully, you know, Elvis is going to be back soon. Hopefully, at some point, Gracie comes back. And, of course, Kyle Bradish is really doing well. Knock on wood, fingers crossed, he's progressing really well. So it almost feels like, hang on, keep your head above water somehow, and just hang on until we get closer to the trade deadline and closer to some of these guys coming back. That's what has to happen.
We're speaking to Ben McDonald. It's Inside Access on the Fan. And Ben, Tomo Sugano is on the mound tonight. He's another one of those guys that needs to step up. A number that was really alarming when I was looking up his splits today, Ben. 467 on base percentage when he faces the batter who leads off the inning. So almost 50% of the time, the leadoff guy is getting on, and that's what's led to trouble with Sugano. What are you hoping to see out of him tonight against the Guardians?
Well, one thing, you know, the command and control that we heard about and saw the numbers in Japan, and for me, has not surfaced yet, right? He's got 5 walks and 5 strikeouts in 3 starts right now. And I know in Japan, they're not major league hitters, and I think he lived on the corners there, and he was able to expand his zone by a couple of inches when he got ahead. But big league hitters just don't swing at those balls very often. And I think that's what Sugano is starting to figure out, is like, these are different hitters that have a little bit different understanding of the strike zone. So he's going to have to figure out a way to have more in-zone success. In other words, he can't let the leadoff guy get on with a walk or a base hit. And, you know, I'm a big believer the first batter of every inning, to me, is the most important one. You get the first batter of every inning, the chance of the team scoring goes way, way down from there. But when the leadoff guy gets on, any way he gets on, walk, hit, error, hit, by whatever you want to call it, he's going to score about 50% of the time. And that's what's led to a lot of the you know, misfortunes for Sagano. And it's not like he's been terrible. We got a glimpse of what he could do against the Royals a couple starts ago. I thought he was really good. The splitter was really good. The command was outstanding. But that's what he is, guys. He is a control command guy that has to live on the edges. But he's going to have to live over the white part of the plate a little bit more and take some more chances, not to get himself in some predictable counts, you know. And so I think it's in the bag in a lot of ways. I think he is still learning these big league hitters and learning what it's still about. And so I'm hoping he has a big outing tonight because I think he's capable of doing that. You got to get behind him and play defense. There's no doubt because he's not going to strike out a ton of guys. No. It's just not going to happen. He's got five strikeouts in three starts so far. You know, he's going to force guys to put balls in play, and that's okay. He's a ground ball pitcher when he's right. And, you know, our defense has to get behind him and play. That's what he is at this point in time in his career.
Ben, can you promise us that we're going to talk to you 2-3 weeks down the road, and we're going to be talking about Heston Kjerstad's just played in 15 of the last 17 games, and he's in the first percentile right now in launch angle sweet spot, and he's in the top 18% in hard hit percentage, and that these guys are going to just let this young man swing the bat 4 or 5 times a night for 2 or 3 weeks straight and see what that looks like? Can you promise me that?
Well, I can't promise you anything in this world. I would like to promise you that. The only thing I can promise you right now is I'm stuck in Baton Rouge traffic trying to make it over to LSU for tonight. But we're moving, but instead of we're traveling at like half the speed of smell right now. Ooh. Going down the interstate. So it's pretty slow. But yeah, you know, look, you know, and here's the silver lining. You know, I mean, for Kjerstad, he's getting a real opportunity now that Kauser went down. I remember Mike Elias. I remember Brandon High got up the first day of spring training and said, it's Heston Kjerstad's time. He's going to get at bats this year. We got to figure out he's dominated AAA. It's time to give him a real shot. But I think there was a moment in there where I felt like Kjerstad was going to get sent down and
absolutely
not get an opportunity until Kauser went down. And now he's getting that opportunity. So in some ways, it might have helped save a lot of criticism from Mike Elias and a lot of criticism from Brandon High because of what they said the first day of spring training, you know. And so I'm glad Heston's getting an opportunity. As you guys know the story with him, he has been through a lot in his career. I saw him for 3 years at Arkansas. I thought every year that I saw him covering college baseball, he was the best hitter in the college game. I was very excited when the Orioles took him. And, of course, he got myocarditis. You know, he got all these things. He blew out a hammy 1 year. He was healthy in spring training. He's had a lot of setbacks in his career. But I'm with you guys. If this kid gets an opportunity, and I said this way before the season started, if Heston Kjerstad gets 250 at-bats, I think he's going to hit you 15 homers. I really think he can do that. If he gets 400 at-bats, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to get that many. I think it hits you 20, 25 home runs. I think he's that kind of guy. I see him starting to be a little bit more aggressive. I thought early in the year he reminded me of Colton Kauser 2 years ago, where instead of trying to do damage on the ball, he was feeling for the ball. In other words, he didn't want to make a mistake. He wanted to put balls in play, and you saw a lot of lazy balls out toward left field. Okay, now he's starting to pull the ball a little bit more, and I want to see him get the head out there, guys. I want to see him try to do damage on the ball a little bit more because he is quite capable of doing that. And I think the more comfortable he becomes, the more big league at-bats that he has and sees in the string and he gets consistent at-bats, I think you're going to start seeing him pull the ball a little bit more, be aggressive, and just what I call just get up there and let it rip every now and then.
He's Ben McDonald. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for taking
brother.
The
Good
time
luck
today,
with the traffic.
Man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Grayson Rodriguez news. He was scratched from a side session today. He underwent an MRI on his shoulder. Brandon High, quote, hoping for the best. We'll hear that sound next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
A fan.
Okay, I'm going to start off with a little bit of news. Grayson was supposed to throw a side this afternoon. We scratched the side a day or two ago. He went and got imaging this morning. He woke up a few days ago with a little bit of soreness in his shoulder area. So we're getting imaging this morning. The results have not come back on that yet.
That was Brandon Hyde about 25 minutes ago or so. And Ben McDonald said it best, Jason. When it rains, it pours, in particular for Grayson Rodriguez, who cannot avoid this injury bug.
You know, it's unfortunate. I was pretty apoplectic watching him dominate the International League and looking at the Orioles at the state they were in at that point and talking to experts in the scouting community, in the prospect evaluating community, and why was he still in Norfolk? Like, you don't know how many bullets are in these arms. And if you're going to baby him to the point where he never goes more than five innings in the minors, then when the whole world thinks it's time to start figuring out in games that actually count, why did they wait so long? And by waiting so long, he got hurt. And he's frankly never quite been the same for me. The changeup has never been quite the same. You know, he still has elite velo. He still has a really nice pitch mix. But, like, and one thing he's never been able to do since then is stay healthy. We're talking about a young man who has thrown 238 innings in his major league career. And I'm going to tell you something, Bone. There's a pretty good chance when they gather at Sarasota next February, he still will have only thrown 238 innings in his major league career. Like, the kid has never thrown more than 122 innings in a season in his life. That includes his entire minor league career. That is not ideal.
You referenced him not being brought up in time, where we thought he should have been brought up. The start that he hurt the lat initially, and then that chalked the rest of his season, essentially. Why is this still happening? Then last year, he had two IL stints. And the last one, the lat, that costed him the rest of the season again. And remember, everybody, like, this is a different injury than the triceps elbow that sidelined him. This is in addition, and Hyde's talking about him undergoing an MRI, which anytime you hear an MRI, it's just... I'm with you, Jason, where I jokingly asked this question to Ben and you during the break, but it's true at this point. Who do we see first, Kyle Bradish or Grayson Rodriguez?
I mean, look, they still have a long way to go with Kyle Bradish.
I know.
And they have had difficulty getting guys back from Tommy John, anything close to what the industry standard is. It didn't work for Means, industry standard-wise. It didn't work for Batista. And we'll see.
It's just looking like that lost year that you're saying for Grayson.
Well, he never got built up.
Yeah.
So now we're going back. Like, let's say they even say this is a 6 to 8 weeks, and then he starts throwing again. Like, now we're going in the middle of the summer. Like, are you ever really going to have time to ramp it up? And I got news for you. Unless this team gets their ass in gear real soon and stays that way for a while, the juice ain't going to be worth the squeeze of trying to throw him in your bullpen for the playoffs, you know, and see if he could do something there. Like, Look, I think there is a more than nominal chance that they get nothing out of Grayson Rodriguez, Kyle Bradish, and Tyler Wells this season.
Now, Bradish, Elias said that he's at least trending well, but Elias said that Wells is behind Bradish, and Wells had the lesser procedure. Remember, he didn't have the straight-up Tommy John. It involved the internal brace or whatever, where it's supposed to be a quicker recovery. They both had the surgery around the same time, so Wells being behind Bradish is rather alarming. But we're going to get back into this Grayson Rodriguez news. Also hear more from Brandon Hyde. Talk about Cedric Mullins in the leadoff spot, sending Gunner to the two-hole. We'll hear what Hyde had to say about that at 4:45, but coming up next, it's Lucy Burge, people. She's back. She's an IA Hall of Famer. Bill Belichick's girlfriend being at practice. What's that all about? Tristan Casas, is she concerned about Tristan? She'll tell us next on The Fan. Joining us now, IA Hall of Famer, Lucy Burge. You know her. You love her. Lucy, Bill Belichick's love for his girlfriend extended to the practice field in the viral video that we've seen. I don't know.
Another L word? Like lust?
Lust. I like that. I like that. Is it love or lust, Lucy?
Yes. Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I believe it is love.
Okay.
And it is even, I will say, more than love. I'm going to tell you this right now. They are soulmates because she said they are. And they are twin flames, as we saw yesterday in her birthday post to Bill Belichick, where she says, "Happy birthday to my twin flame." So it's love. This is a deep love that they have for each other. So that's what this is. It is beyond lust.
Well, I am having a hard time getting my head around. This is a guy who wanted no distractions, who ran the tightest ship in the history of the world, who treated Tom Brady like he was a JV bum-ass quarterback to make an example out of him in front of everybody else. And now, like, there are images out there of his girlfriend, who's like 50 years his junior, running around the field during practice in high heels and a miniskirt, and I'm just kind of like... Man, the things have changed. Like, what are your thoughts on what's going on at practice there at Chapel Hill?
Yeah, things seem to have changed drastically because he was Mr. No Distractions.
Yeah.
No distractions for anybody on the field, nothing off the field. Don't make any news. Don't do anything that could distract from winning a Super Bowl or, now in this case, winning the championship. And now it's nothing but distraction, where she is walking around back and forth. I saw some people say this outfit is ridiculous, or heard some people say. I thought it was great. I thought she looked amazing. She's very chic. The coat matches the blue. She's on trend for she matches the occasion. Wherever she goes, she's dressing for the occasion. However, there's a time and place for walking around the way she is and distracting him from the practice. And it looked like they're filming something, maybe a documentary, and she's miking him up and saying, like, okay, he's good to go. They did a mic test, which in itself is a distraction. So I don't know what that was for or what is going on, but that is a subsection of the rest of what is going on, which is big distractions everywhere, because you know his players are talking about this.
Of course!
And his former NFL players are talking about this constantly. So having her around, and not only that, having her CC'd on his emails and her running his whole of his emails, his social media, everything, Bill Belichick Enterprises, is a massive distraction. So I don't know how this will affect the play of the team on the field. That remains to be seen. I don't know if it even will, but it is a U-turn from how he used to be, and that cannot be ignored. That this is not even that he was a little bit like, oh, you know, don't get into any trouble. His whole thing was do your job, no distractions, and now he is Mr. Distractions. So I can't think of another college coach that is in the news right now as much as this guy is. So distractions through the roof. So it's crazy. It's a crazy scene down there.
So I got a theory here, Bird. So you know, he's the master of the dark arts. He had his buddy Ernie Adams, right, sitting in an office at the bottom of the stadium doing, you know, finding out things in the rule book, maybe deflating footballs, maybe not, whatever, maybe stealing the Rams practice film, maybe not. So that's going on. Do you think he's going to have her formerly added to the coaching staff, and then on game days, at home days, parade her on the opposite sideline wearing God knows what to just mess with the other coaches? I'm starting to think she's going to be like, he'll have her credentialed as a coach for these games. She's not just going to be sitting in the stand. I'm wondering what he's up to here.
Totally. And this is what I thought from the beginning, is she will be credentialed as a coach, but a cheerleading coach, that she will become the head cheerleading coach for UNC, and that she will be on the sideline. And so she'll keep an eye on Bill and make sure that he is, doing everything for their corporation that I guess they have now. That is good optics wise. But I think she's going to be massively involved, that she will be there on the sideline as a coach. But I think from the beginning thought this sets up his son as a coach, but also his girlfriend as a cheerleading coach, because she is a cheerleader. And there was a video of her doing some cheerleading with some of the, I guess, the male cheerleaders on their squad. So very interesting. She's very, very, very involved, like as involved as humanly possible in what Bill Belichick is doing. So I think that she will definitely be present on all of the communication and in person for every game this season.
We're speaking to Lucy Burge. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Lucy, going to Masson, it's been getting attention lately. Jim Palmer announced during the broadcast 2 days ago that he has never in his 82 years on this planet eaten chicken wings. So I ask you the question, what is a popular food that you've never eaten and will never eat? Because last night they tried to force chicken wings on Jim Palmer. He said, no, I ain't playing that. And then he acquiesced and said, if I'm on the broadcast and they hit a grand slam, I'll eat one chicken wing. So what is a popular food that you've never eaten and really don't have a desire to eat?
Yeah, so first of all, that was not surprising to me. I can see how you can avoid or not eat something. You just haven't eaten something. Like Tom Brady with strawberries, never had one. I have never had olives.
And really?
You're not missing anything. It's dreadful.
Thank you. I hate them. And I say that. I hate them. I say that as someone who's never had them. I've just smelled them and been around. It just does. It's not for me. It is that and celery, which I have had. But olives I've never had. Those two things, I hate them. I will never ever eaten olive. If there's olives in anything, no thank you. I have never had one and I never want to. So when I saw this about the chicken wings and people saying, how is this possible? I never until like a few months ago seen a Tom Cruise movie. And I felt the same as I did when I said that, as when I saw the chicken wings thing, where people were like, how is that possible? It's possible to just go through your life, just happen to not do something, not on purpose, but just by accident, have never eaten a chicken wing. So it's possible for this to happen.
But,
I can see it happening.
But Lucy, no offense to Jim. Jim has some years on you, some decades on you. So it's even more crazy.
It's impressive. That is impressive to have never had a chicken wing. But I mean, I could go the rest of my life never having one again, well, to be fair.
Really?
Because they're not my favorite. It's very messy.
Yeah,
you have to eat it with your hand. Chicken tenders. I would go chicken tenders any day of the week over chicken wings.
I'm sure Cakes has had chicken tenders. I got to go back to this olives thing. Like, but you have a problem with EVOO, right? No? Like, is this like people who don't like peanuts and they're allergic to it and they can't have peanut oil? Like, olive oil's in everything.
Oh,
you don't have a problem with olive oil, do you?
Oh, no problem. We used to get olive oil from Italy. Like, I love olive oil.
But you hate olives.
Olive oil, but I hate olives. I don't like the juice of it or the little, like, all of it is gross. Like, people who just, like, suck it all off a pit. No, thank you. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. No, if there's little, like, relish, don't like it. So, you know what? You know what it would be? Coleslaw. I don't like the smell of coleslaw. I have never had it, and I never will. The smell of it repulses me almost more than olives.
So for me,
never do it.
For me, coleslaw, like, I'm never going to raw dog slaw.
Oh, I will.
But I will put the slaw on, like, a pulled pork sandwich to add the crunch.
Raw dog.
You prefer the raw dog as opposed to...
I like it on the side.
Crunch.
I can eat a whole bunch of it on the side.
I like the crunch on the... pulled pork. Oh, man.
The smell of it is just enough for me. But I guess if it's in a sandwich, maybe. But I would eat coleslaw in a sandwich with a bunch of other stuff before I would ever eat an olive in any situation.
I'm not a big Tom Cruise guy at all, but I think you would like cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Just throwing it out there if you get bored. Cocktail.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a deep cut.
I finally watched.
But yeah, I think you would like it.
I've never even heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No.
Gigi, I'm sure has.
Yeah, I guarantee Ken.
Wyman's
has.
On assignment or something.
Ken will be back tomorrow. Well, Lucy, you are queen of dongs. What are your dong plays today?
Yes, I am also announcing that the dong streak is now at one again.
Nice. Thanks
to Aaron Judge last night. So we're going for two tonight, guys, with Bobby Witt Jr. to hit a home run, plus 575 at BetMGM against Reese Olson. He is batting .625 with two home runs, and Olson has an ERA of 6 coming into tonight, and Bobby Witt Jr. just hit his last home run 4 games ago, so he is due. So Bobby Witt Jr., also Pete Alonso, over 1.5 total bases I like as well, plus 140, that is. He is batting .333 against Andre Pallante, and he has 23 hits this season. Alonso also has 2 hits in each of his last 3 games, so I am taking him over 1.5 total bases as well.
She is Lucy Burge, queen of dongs.
Cocktail.
IA Hall of Famer,
cocktail, okay.
Hall of Fame person. Lucy, you're the best. We will talk next week.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up next... it is TMI. We will get back into the Grayson Rodriguez situation. Also, Brendan Hyde had some interesting things to say about Cedric Mullins back in the leadoff spot. We'll give you the lineup as well.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Lineup was out early today, Jason, and if you missed it, quite a few changes.
It's a doozy.
Cedric Mullins leading off for the second time this season in center field. Gunnar Henderson batting second. He's at shortstop. Adley Rutschman batting third behind the dish. Ryan O'Hearn batting cleanup in right field. Jordan Westberg back in the lineup, but DHing tonight. Heston Kerstad in the lineup, batting sixth in left field. Ryan Mountcastle, first base, batting seventh. Jackson Holliday, second base, batting eighth. And the Razor, Ramon Urias, third base, batting ninth. Our Cordell Woodland, he was at Brandon Hyde's pregame presser. And asked Brandon Hyde, hey, what about Sed in the leadoff spot?
Well, I mean, a bunch of things. One, I want to slow the game down for Gunn a little bit. I just think he, you know, talking with him, let him watch in the bat before he kind of gets in there. He's a little bit rushed right now. You can tell he's in a little bit of a hurry. So, you know, but not only that, Cedric, how he's playing the game right now and his ability to get on base and the power, speed, threat, if we can have that before Gunner and Adley, that's a big factor. So, I mean, I've always, you know, had this in mind. I just wanted, you know, Sed for me wasn't going the last couple of years the way that, not as consistent as he had been a few years ago, kind of going in and out of, and being a big RBI guy for us too. So kind of with Gunner the way he is right now a little bit and Sed the way he is, and hoping that maybe gives a little bit of a spark before the middle of the order.
Brandon High wanting to ride the hot bat of Cedric Mullins.
Yeah, I mean, that lineup looks a lot like the preferred right-handed lineup against right-handed pitching from the exercise we did back in March when the team was still very much at Sarasota. I think they brought Gunner back too soon, and I think they rushed him into the one hole too soon. I like this more. I think Gunnar Henderson is a home run tonight. I think Cedric will work counts a little bit and see a bunch of pitches, and he understands the assignment when he's batting leadoff. And he's obviously playing with a lot of confidence right now. This is a team that needs to put quality at-bats together two straight nights. It hasn't happened since sometime last summer. I can't tell you exactly when, but certainly hasn't happened this season, and it didn't happen nearly enough after the middle of June last season. And maybe part of it is just leaving some guys alone and not changing things quite so much and not letting the computers, you know, dictate everything. And Heston Kerstad needs to be playing 5-6 days a week. And by playing, I mean hitting. I don't really care about the fielding part. It is what it is with him. But they've got to cultivate that bat and let it, you know, let it blossom. And if it doesn't blossom, then whatever. But at least give it a fair chance. Obviously, huge night for Jackson Holliday last night. We'll see what these guys can do. You know, Adley's kind of cooled off a little bit, and Westy's not healthy.
He's not right. He's not right at all. And someone that isn't right and hasn't been right this year and might not be right for a while is Grayson Rodriguez, and Brandon High provided an update on Grayson.
Okay, I'm going to start off with a little bit of news. Grayson was supposed to throw a side this afternoon. We scratched the side a day or two ago. He went and got imaging this morning. He woke up a few days ago with a little bit of soreness in his shoulder area. So we're getting imaging this morning. The results have not come back on that yet.
Brandon Hyde also went on to say that he is hoping for the best on the imaging. And this is a separate injury with the shoulder because he was sidelined because of a triceps elbow injury. So just the injury bug keeps biting him, Jason. He can't escape it.
Never thrown more than 122 innings in a season. Three straight seasons that have been severely compromised by injury. Now injuries. It's not just a lat. It's different things. And he's had no buildup whatsoever this winter and spring. So whenever he is able to start a restart a throwing program, it's literally starting from scratch. So I don't think Tyler Wells and Grayson Rodriguez are going to throw a meaningful pitch for the Ravens this season. For the Ravens.
Orioles.
For the Orioles. Definitely not for the Ravens, nor for the Orioles.
Yeah.
And I have reservations, serious reservations about Bradish as well.
Orioles looking to win back-to-back games for the first time all season. Orioles looking to win a series for the first time this season against the Guardians. 6:35 first pitch. That means BBT live at Pickles. Bob Haney, Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick, they take over at 5:30. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears. Purple rain in the forecast. We had Phil Simms on, and we did this segment a week or two ago saying, should the Ravens change their stripes a bit, invest at the backup quarterback position, maybe draft the Jalen Milroe on day two of the draft? And Phil Simms had some interesting thoughts on that idea. We'll play it for you next.